For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If you missed any of our interview with Pete Prisco, get on the Odyssey app, hit rewind, because he was really good, and he really, really likes Jaden Daniels, and I think a lot of folks listening to us probably feel the same way. I think you would enjoy listening to that if you missed it. If you're just getting in your car, I mean, wake up earlier. I don't know where the hell you've been doing.
Yeah.
We've been talking about football since the show began. All football coverage on 106.7 The Fan.
You're not excited today, something wrong with you.
Yeah, dude. All the football coverage on The Fan is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan against AT&T or Verizon. Use your savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
/switch. Boy, you do that real slow, don't you?
/switch. That's a tough combo for me, but I've been getting it.
You got it.
I don't believe this will happen, really, in any capacity. And a lot, certainly a knowledgeable football analyst with a very large platform between ESPN and social media and everything else. But let's hear this Mina Kimes audio about the possibility of Davante Adams moving on from the Raiders.
I think the Raiders are going to be a bad football team.
Yes.
And while I don't think the Commanders, you know, I don't have them as a playoff team, I think by midseason they will have won enough games and seen enough with Jaden Daniels where they want to invest in him midseason. And the thing about Davante Adams, guys, you know, like, because I was thinking about which teams would trade for him. And, like, you're tempted by teams where it's like they just need the final piece, you know, whether it's like the Ravens or the Bills or the Jets or whatever. But his contract is actually very, I think, attractive to a team that wants to keep him around for some time. It's very tradable. I mean, it's $35 million a year after this season, but that's all salary. So you could trade for him, restructure it, keep him in the building for a long time. And I still think he's an incredibly, incredibly elite wide receiver. Obviously, he was not thrilled with the situation in Las Vegas last year. But the Commanders strike me as a team that have both, they're going to be like just feisty enough to want to do this. And I think they're also going to be motivated to improve the circumstances of their young quarterback.
But it all starts from DeSean Jackson and his podcast. And you know what he always says, if it doesn't come from the horse's mouth, it's BS. And he say he's only talked to DeSean 4 times in his life. He never mentioned anything to him about that. So you don't know where that came from.
You said DeSean Jackson. You mean, yeah. DeSean Watson?
No, DeSean Jackson. Davante Adams
went on DeSean Jackson's
podcast. No, he didn't go on podcast. DeSean Jackson in his podcast was discussing Devontae's dislike in Oakland and with the Raiders.
Yeah.
And he said he's never talked to him before times in his life, and he's never talked to him about this topic.
Devontae said that of DeSean Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so
that's where a lot of that stuff started at, he said.
That makes sense. I mean, there were rampant rumors last year connecting Davante Adams with the Jets. Then Rodgers gets hurt, so why would you make the move?
Yeah.
Davante Adams, in the Netflix documentary of last season with the Raiders, clearly unhappy. Clearly, clearly unhappy. Openly talked about it at various points, specifically the quarterback situation. I don't expect him to become happier this year with Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell as the starters.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, they just had ample opportunity to trade for Brandon Ayuk. And who knows if it actually would have happened. But, like, they could have done that if they wanted to. They didn't. Ayuk is significantly younger than Adams. Now, he's not as good. Davante Adams is a first-ballot Hall of Fame receiver.
He's a bad dude.
And Ayuk is good, just Davante Adams is great, and at various times has been the best receiver in football. He might be the best red zone receiver in football the last, like, 20, 25 years, depending on what Randy Moss's category would be. Davante Adams is fantastic. I just, to make this move at the deadline, I don't see a...
See, the way I look at it,
they just
Jay,
keep telling us this is a long-term thing. It's
every time somebody
thing.
Was going to be out there, be free, Washington used to be the name that popped up.
Right.
And the way I'm watching Adam works, Adam don't seem to be, oh, just because. It has to make tons of sense. So I'm kind of with you. I don't see that happening. And then again, that's automatically saying that nothing is going to look good here before then. What if everything is working out perfectly at that point? You don't just make that deal just to make it.
I think it was the same podcast earlier this year where they said that like Cliff Kingsbury could be on the hot seat. And I was like, hot seat? He just got here. Like
in one
just,
year?
Yeah.
Damn.
Or that Dan Quinn could be on the hot seat. I know this came from a Mina Kimes podcast that Dan Quinn could be on the hot seat if the offense looks really good and the defense doesn't. And I don't see any of that. Like, I don't see this team. Honestly, the type of moves I could see this team making at the trade deadline would be if they are out of it and they're 3-6, you've got a couple veteran pieces that a contending team might be very interested in.
Yeah.
And analytically, there would be a easy support for that. We saw it last year. Trading Chase was one thing. Perhaps that was more complicated. But trading Montez, there was reasons not to want to do that from a football perspective.
Yeah.
And they did it. And I wouldn't be shocked if you see another year of that. I think this team is far more likely to be a seller at the deadline than a buyer at the deadline.
Yeah,
I think
a lot of people in that makes these type of comments, they have a reputation of being, you know, very good at their job. But, you know, I think a lot that hot takes thing and so much competition in sports today, I think some things are said just to be just I'm going to say it. I don't have no proof on it. I'm going to say it. And if it happens, I said it first. I think that happens too often with the even some of the people that are the top.
The only part I would add about Devontae Adams, he's going into the third year of a contract extension. It carries $17 million in guaranteed money. He's got a $25 million cap hit, okay? The Raiders couldn't really do anything with him this year. Next year, though, there's no guaranteed money on that deal. It would be a $16 million cap hit, but it would be a $28 million cap savings if they released him.
Mm-hmm.
If they gave him a post-June 1 designation, which is, if you're considering that move, certainly what you do, the dead money goes down to about $8 million, and you save $36 million on the cap. Like,
I understand. I'll ask you this question. You think they want to not have him around and don't get something for him?
Perhaps. I'm not saying they might not try to trade him. I can understand that.
If he's not there, they're trying to get something for him.
This thing could go – when you have a player that's this unhappy, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Raiders season goes poorly, if that's yet another new GM roster redo, you know, I wouldn't be shocked if that's a release, honestly, with a $44 million cap hit versus compared to a $35 million. Now, who knows? Maybe he plays great this year, and they just keep him.
I think that a guy like that, that people still will want on their roster, you try to make a trade for him. You don't just release him and get nothing for him.
Sure. When do you do it? You can't do it now because ideally you want him on your team to try to win games.
Yeah,
so maybe
you want him.
Adams becomes – I also wouldn't look past – we know who's running the show for the Jets, B. We know it.
Yep. Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, yes. It's Aaron Rodgers with the owner. They're running the operation. And if the Jets are good by the trade deadline, I would have a hard time looking past that as the absolute top option to get Devontae.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I think that's
and if they add
honestly,
him, they can be a hell of an offense if Aaron stays healthy.
One, if Wilson's playing at the level a lot
those
of folks
two right
think,
there,
whew, yeah, something just incredibly weird and unfortunate happened at a Nats game that I want to make sure we all know this story. Plus, we asked B. Mitch, who are the rudest fans in the NFL? Nobody go anywhere. You'll hear from Cliff Kingsbury and Joe Witt today.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.